This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the first ever live Video Store Clerks, because we're here at the video store. We never get any customers. There's nothing else to fucking do. So we decided to hit the live button. Welcome to Video Store Clerks. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I'm Dave.
Jed.
Chuck.
Bringer of chaos. I mean,
and welcome. And man, guys, Scott Hall.
Yep. Razor Ramon.
He's up in the wrestling ring in the sky, having a rematch with Mr. Perfect.
Right.
As we speak.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to think that's the case, right?
Definitely say one of my fondest memories is when I saw him in the ladder match against Michaels. That was like the first of its kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
SIC champions. That never captured the world title. He never got the world title at any
level. Yeah, I never understood that. Like, Razor Ramon was, like, so good. Like, I'm pretty sure if Tatanka wasn't around, he probably would be champion. Fucking Tatanka.
Back in those days, not everybody needed a belt. Like, Jake the Snake.
Right? True.
Undertaker got it for, like,
Oh, my God. Undertaker got it every time they couldn't think of any weird goth guy to throw it on there. Like, well, he's weird and dark, and I guess he needs the title again.
Well, they gave it to the Undertaker because he was the best. Don't get confused. He
never needed a belt. And I don't think Razor did either. And one of the things that got him over, I think, was his music. He had cool music.
Yeah, he did. And he had the slick back hair, and he looked Cuban, even though he wasn't.
Right. And he always did that thing where he would be talking, he'd be like, say.
Yeah,
exactly.
He would take so long that
yeah.
I think it was designed to irritate you, but it came off as cool.
Right.
Yeah. He kind of reminded me of like the modern Rick Rude in a way.
Big dude too, tall as fuck.
Yeah, because all the Rick Rude ripoffs, cough cough, Val Venus, just wasn't as cool as you know the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean he was pretty much like the ultimate bad dude. Like he had a good character, like a good like you know good presence. It's like you did because you didn't really like him, even though you kind of did. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I remember playing the fucking video games when I was younger. Where, like, you know, like, he was one of the three that I would usually be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave off, like, the perfect bad guy, like, attitude. Like, he just fit it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was always one of my favorites.
You know, I made a section in the store that nobody ever goes to. I mean, we don't get any fucking customers anyway, but I made, like, a wrestling section in the back of the store. If you guys didn't notice, of wrestling movies.
Nice.
Like, let's talk. My all-time favorite is Suburban Commando.
Oh, God, yeah. That movie's so ridiculous.
I love that movie.
Oh, my God, yeah. Suburban Commando. Oh, wow. Memory is there.
I was frozen today. That's a great line.
I need to go back and watch that one.
And you can see a very young Undertaker in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
One of the bounty hunters.
That was the Twin Towers, right?
Yeah, one thing I will say, when they do have a tribute for the Razor Ramon, you bet your ass Shawn Michaels is gonna freaking go off on a tangent about, like, the old stories they used to... Because they used to, like... run shows and stuff. Like they did dark matches and they did house shows. So yeah, they were very close.
Yeah.
I usually watch Raw Monday and see if they do anything.
Oh, you know they will.
It's gonna make
I might watch it just because that's the only decent thing to actually be like recognized. Other than that, wrestling is kind of like
it's kind of yeah.
Watching wrestling like a few weeks after WrestleMania 30.
That's about it.
It's gotten worse.
That's what I've heard. That's
I know, I know. I don't know how it got worse, but it got worse.
Because Triple H left. Everybody gave Triple H so much shit all the time. But then when he left, oh man.
Well, now Jake Paul is apparently like wrestling for a championship. Like that fucking trash YouTuber guy.
Oh God, yeah.
He's actually wrestling for a title. I'm like, give me a fucking break, seriously?
I'm so tired of that fucking guy.
Like, I want him to get so badly, so beaten up that he never steps foot in an MMA ever again.
I just don't want him to ever be able to walk ever again. Actually, just I don't want him to ever walk. I don't want him to be able to speak ever again. Him and his brother can just go fucking kiss an alligator on the butthole. I don't care.
Yeah, I
do not like those guys at all.
Yeah, him and his brother are just jerks. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. That's why I don't like watching this stuff. But they have Kevin Steen and Austin. So Kevin Owens, whatever you want to call him. So I'm kind of curious to see Kevin Owens and Austin like talking to each other and see if that will be a fight, I'm sure. Kevin
Owens was always awesome.
No, but Kevin Owens literally interviewing Stone Cold on his show. That should be interesting. That's supposed to be the WrestleMania thing.
This fucking guy.
What? What?
What?
What? That's the bottom line.
Oh, well, speaking of Austin, today is what? 316.
Oh, shit.
Austin 316 said he's going to kick your ass. And that's about line, because Stone Cold said so.
The first time he did the 316 thing was great. Because he said that when he first did that, it was just something that came to him, and it's like,
what is that sign in the crowd that said John 3:16?
Well, yeah. he kind of got the idea from that, and then some people got upset about that, and so he's like, "Fuck it, I'm keeping it."
I mean, and then it was on like every wrestling shirt you saw, like anywhere you went, like, yeah, it was really popular wearing it. You'd see it a lot at Walmart.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It's not a bad thing. It's just a stereotypical thing. It's like it was Del Hart. At one time, it was Del Earnhardt shirts and Stone Cold Steve Austin shirts. That's all I ever saw at fucking like Walmart.
Yeah, I totally would.
And now it's
not wrong.
Yes.
Oh, and scooters.
Yeah.
Little rascals. Remember, no holds barred was Zeus.
Oh my God, Zeus!
That was some good shit.
No, I know that. Who was in that?
Fucking, it was just Hawkins and Zeus, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay. So yeah, Hawks in that. I remember. I mean, I remember seeing it when I was younger. I don't remember actually what it was, but I do remember watching it.
He was just like, no holds barred, brother.
Yeah, that movie was pretty fucking funny and terrible.
What was that one show that Hulk had?
Annie.
Oh, what was that one show that Hulk had?
Thunder and Paradise.
Yeah. God, it was like an even worse version of like that damn Chuck Norris show.
Oh, the Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, Texas, Buffalo Rangers, whatever.
Texas Ranger. Yeah.
Because that used to come on right before Raw.
It did. And Austin was
on. You'd always hear
all the wrestlers started becoming guests on that show. So it's just like, oh, let's watch Walker, Texas Ranger. Mm-hmm. See Austin get it, you know, kick freaking like Chuck Norris's ass, which is hilarious.
It was like
I'd rather see the opposite happen.
Baywatch.
Yeah.
And it was one of those terrible shows that was on forever.
Yeah.
Because that was nobody knew why.
People have bad taste in things.
The CGI bullets just killed me about that show. Like, they couldn't afford real like fake bullets, CGI bullets.
I just remember when the theme song came on, I'd pay attention. Because like, wrestling was about to start. Before that, the show that was on before wrestling was Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
This was back in the prime time days on Monday. Because you would always hear the end of that theme song.
The super good old days.
Mm-hmm.
The super good old days, yep.
I'm getting all nostalgic.
Especially when like it would... When like the last like the episode that was like going, it was leaving, they had the other like other episode coming on like underneath it or beside it or whatever. like you still see like the credits of the show going off, and you'd have like wrestling would be coming on.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes, and they used to like pan the crowd
at about
7:57 or so.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You'd be like, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Like every fucking Monday, me and my boy back in Martinsburg, we'd go to the 7-Eleven, get slushies and nachos and shit, and go back to the house.
Man.
Usually like slushies, nachos, and airheads. Yeah,
I'd get a couple death dogs from Keith.
Man. Yeah, that's I used to do similar shit with some of my friends. Yeah, of course, you have rituals. One minute it's getting pizza and you know, hanging out on the weekend, you know, when you're not at school, and then you get older and it's you're drinking beer and eating pizza and smoking weed and getting really stoned when you're fucking watching it.
But the interesting thing is, like, Razor Ramon didn't pass away the same day everyone thought he did, because like Walt, like X-Pac, like he actually said that he was still on life support.
But everybody else said that he had passed away.
Yeah, X-Pac's also like out of his mind.
A chronic liar and a drunk.
Yeah, and well, Kevin Nash had posted. Did you see what Kevin Nash posted?
Yeah,
that was a sad thing to read. But he was you know, he said it right there. He's like, look, he's pretty much gone, but it won't be official until the family comes in and takes him off life support. And so
that's probably
what he released that, and then shortly after that, it came out. Okay, he's gone. So yeah. I mean, fuck, the man had, like, what, 5 heart attacks in a row? Boom, boom, boom. Like, the night before.
Yeah.
Like, god damn.
Yeah.
The fact that he made it as old as he did.
Yeah, and he worked literally in every fucking, like, federation, too.
Right.
Minus AEW, of course.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he would have been able to get on that these days.
But Sting, though, I'm shocked. Sting's taking fucking bumps that man shouldn't, but apparently he's talking about how he beat his addictions and stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, I get Sting's 6th coming then. Let's do this.
I'm good.
Again, Stinger.
I'm so good on Sting. Yeah, he lost me a long time ago. That guy's.
I mean, he's crazy as fuck, obviously, but like that man's gonna end up in the ring.
He really is. He's gonna
end up with a broken neck. Yeah, it's from jumping off the rafters too much in WCW.
I say so. Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny you said that, because have you ever listened to Jericho's podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, like it's actually one of my favorite. I mean, I'm not a big Jericho fan, but he's got a lot of cool guests on there. He talks about a lot of cool stuff. And me and my buddy were going to Georgia to the Jason Lives camp. That's why we listened to all the way there, and then fucking Nashville and all these places where it's all we listened to. And the whole time I'm like, man, Chris Jericho sounds like he's a little drunk or something. Oh, and we started thinking, I was like, man, he does sound like he's a little drunk.
There.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we actually started thinking about was the fact of he may not be that inebriated as we think, because the man's taking a lot of fucking hits to the head, and his voice sounded slurred. Sounds like it could be fucking damage instead of him just being like, you know. And that, you were talking about that, Andrew, a minute ago. And I was just thinking about that.
Like, yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. They start kind of slurring a little bit. It's like, man, some of these motherfuckers, I don't know how some of them are still alive. I don't know how Scott Hall fucking made it, like how long he did. I mean, the guy...
Like I hate to say it, but I honestly figured he would have lasted a little bit. Like I mean, so many other people that are still alive that I figured would have been gone before him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like
Snake and Kurt Angle.
Oh my God, Jake the Snake Roberts! How the fuck is that man alive?
I don't
and
know,
he's, now he's in his, what, like, 5th wind on freaking AEW, doing the same shit he did, like, 20 or 30 years ago with the snake and shit, and fights back.
I didn't even know. I don't watch. I haven't watched that at all. So is Jake the Snake back?
Yeah, no. Yeah, he is. He has not aged in, like, 10 or 20 years. He still does the same shit.
He's still dope, though.
You know, he is. He's a badass.
Oh, I used to love, oh man. I always loved Jake the Snake, dude. I had a wrestling buddy of him.
That man went through some shit. Like, he talks about his addictions every once in a while and stuff. And, like,
what's that documentary about him, man? It You see how pathetic he really was for a while, man. It's
we saw him at an indie show.
Yeah, he threw another wrestler into me.
Yeah, he was, you can tell how he was fucked up.
Okay, but curious, one thing I want to ask Dave, that picture with you and like Scott Hall, I had no idea that you met him. That's really cool. Tell me about that one.
Oh, me and my buddy Mike went to go to see Raw in State College, I believe. It was that one where I think when Nash tore his quad.
Oh, all right.
I think they were fighting the Dudleys. And Nash tore his quad that night, and Hall took a bump. If you look at the picture, you could see like a bump, like a red mark on his head.
Okay,
because he took a pretty hard bump during the match. But anyway, me and my buddy Mike would drive around and basically stalk wrestlers.
Good old days.
Yeah,
well, that's what you do. Yeah,
they always stayed at the same hotel, and if you would just drive around to see the restaurants in the area, you're gonna run into somebody. And yeah. We were sitting outside of this one, and it had the windows in it. And there went Scott Hall walking right by to go to the bathroom. So, of course, I'm like,
yeah,
the bathroom.
He was in there with Xbox, actually.
It must be a thing. Let's catch the guy when he's going to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
He was there with his son, and Xbox was there with him, too. And he looked at my shirt. I had that NWO shirt on that was kind of faded. It was the old school one from the WCW days.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Hey, man, old school. It's like, yep. Loyalty, brother, for life.
Yeah. Was he pretty nice to meet, though? Was he a gentleman and everything?
Oh, yeah, he was cool as shit. X-Pac kind of, like, snuck by.
X-Pac's an asshole. I've never liked him.
See, I had the opposite experience whenever we went to the fucking Mania 30, because X-Pac was cool as shit and hung out and got a picture and everything, but Scott Hall was standing in the back, but, like, luckily he photobombed my picture. he wouldn't actually do like a one-on-one.
One of the things I never liked X-Pac on was all the shit that he did to China.
See, X-Pac was back in the day.
Yeah, it depends who they're with too. Like Scott Hall was with his kid, so that might have been why he stopped.
Yeah,
a lot of times if Vince is close by, a lot of times they'll stop. You'll never get Triple H unless Stephanie or Vince are with him,
or he's at a signing.
Yeah,
that motherfucker's quick too.
Yeah, exactly.
It was after one of the WrestleMania press conferences that he came bolting in the hotel. He still had the belt in his hand. He just came, boom, flew right by to the elevator. I didn't have a chance to get up and get him.
And yeah, you don't want to stay in the way of Triple H.
Yeah,
the only one that ever had security around him was The Rock. Vince didn't even have security, but The Rock had like five guys around him.
There's a joke somewhere in there.
Hi guys.
Why'd you have to make it weird?
Because he has to make it weird.
There's my Scott Hall story.
Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird. Oh, it's weird now.
What, Chess?
That's my Scott Hall story.
No, nice. How about Chess? Man, I haven't really met too many wrestlers. I had that one high kind of thing in the bathroom at Scarefest with fucking Brutus Beefcake or whatever. Yeah. Well, I used to have. Well, what's crazy is when I was younger, I had a food truck.
If you hang out at a bar or hang out by the bathroom, I guarantee you'll get people.
Oh yeah, but when I was younger, I used to have a little food tray. You know, like when you're a kid, you get down, watch cartoons or whatever, you lay on your belly and like eat food, whatever, eat your cereal. Well, I used to have one of those, and my favorite one it had him on there, and I thought that was like fucking. And him, it might have had Scott Hall. I can't remember. There was a bunch of different people on it, but it was, like, so awesome. But that's when I met him in the bathroom. That was kind of like, I was like, oh, shit. Flashback to being a kid for, like, 2 seconds eating cereal on top of your face. That sounds weird. Probably the most awkward meeting a wrestler, though, was at Scarefest the first time I went. I'd never been to a con before. And I was there, and Mom, like, I was older, whatever. Mom was helping me get some things, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought you just went around. This is how ignorant I am. I thought you were just supposed to go around and meet everybody. I didn't know that you could just pick and choose. So the first person that I see is fucking DDP. And so, like, I jumped the line to go meet fucking Diamond Dallas Page. And I was never even that big of a fan of his. I wasn't. And it was very awkward because he wanted me to do the diamond cutter or whatever, and I was so, like, I was stoned out of my mind. Which was awkward because I was like, I know he probably hates the fact that people smoke weed and meet him.
I mean, yeah, he's like super religious.
Like that thing? Yeah.
Well, it was just like this awkward thing because I was like, I didn't realize, like, he's like, because he was looking down. I was looking at all the pictures and stuff, and I was going down. And he's like, picture for a picture. And I was like, oh, you know, okay. And I didn't realize what he meant by that. And I was like, I'll just get a picture with you. He's like, yeah, picture for a picture. And I was like, oh, so I got to buy one of those. Okay, gotcha. Because I didn't know shit, man. I guess I'd never been to one. And it was just, I don't know. I was like, just get me the fuck out of here. It sucked. And the only good thing that came out of it, though, was the fact that I have a – actually, I got it right here. This is actually what came out of this. This is a picture that I chose. It's from Devil's Rejects. And I thought it was kind of cool because he's like, yo, Chuck, is the shit on? And I was like, all right, that'll go with my other Devil's Rejects people that I've met and shit.
Right.
Yeah. That's my wrestler story.
I noticed that the longer cons have been going on, the more they've been charging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way back in the day, like Doug Bradley signed my shit for free. The dude from Amityville signed shit for free. Like a lot of people would just sign shit. They just wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and because it would depend who they were setting by. Like if, like, say Doug Bradley sat next to Elvira and Elvira was charging $25, Doug Bradley would charge $25. Noticed a bit, like, I think it was George Lucas was signing $100 for something signed or something crazy like that, like just fucking outrageous.
The one year I saw Robert Englund, and then I went over and saw Kane. Kane's like, "What's Rob charging these days?" I was like, 50, yeah. And he was like, "What the fuck?" Because he was only charging 25.
Yeah.
When I went back like years later to get Bruce Campbell to sign my arm. And then I went down to Kane, and he was charging $50.
Dude, that's how it happens. That's how it starts.
Yeah, my buddy Jason, actually, he knows the guy that makes that made the Friday the 13th game, and is making that made that Texas Chainsaw Massacre when he ready to come out. And they all hung out with Kane after Darren. It was I was around the Scarefest time, and they did this whole whiskey thing, except. Kane thought it was a tasting, and Deuter that makes the fucking video games didn't tell him that it wasn't really a tasting, but he was gonna have to pay a lot of money, and he was like, yeah, it was a whole thing. But my mom got to go to it, and I didn't. My buddy was like, he ran to my mom there and was like, hey, she gotta go drink.
I want to talk to Kane about anything, and for a long time, just talk to him about ICP.
Right. Yeah.
He'll talk to you for hours.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yeah, he loves those guys, that's for sure.
He's a big job.
A lot of respect to his.
He's down with the clown.
Oh yeah. Well, they've done a few. Well, I can't remember what tour it was on, but Kane was Jason, and they went on tour with ICP and showed up a couple of places, and it was Jason and somebody dressed up like Michael Myers. And they were like they'd be on like each side of the stage and like walk around and like freak people out and shit. Yeah.
Yep, that sounds like Kane.
Yeah.
He probably just liked it just because they let him do weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll always choke you if you take a picture with him. It's cool.
And he really chokes you, too. Like, you have the bruise on your head.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's,
like that.
That's one reason why I haven't met him yet. I've had many chances to meet him.
You fucking understand yourself.
Yeah. You would have thought like he was my pimp, and I know he was mad in cash or something. Like I was gone for a week and didn't pay him or something.
Oh wow!
I have a thing with my throat, man. That would just freak me out too bad.
Someone will ask you like, "What's that red mark on your neck? You been getting something going on?" And like, no, actually, you got choked by Kane.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of Kane's and wrestling and like, you know, different movies or whatever. You know, like, what do y'all think about the See No Evil?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He just said that.
Inserviceable.
Yeah. I like the second one better than the first one. The second one's better.
But I don't even remember the second one.
The second one's awesome. it's just what you gotta know. No, it's it takes place in a morgue. It's got Daniel Harris. It's got the hot chick from American Mary, and was also in Freddy vs. Jason and Ninja Snaps, a bunch of shit. She's hot as hell. And it's done well. But I mean, all I really had to say was Daniel Harris.
Yeah. Oh, Daniel Harris. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and the Suskus.
Daniel Harris is in it. This movie is A plus for me.
I'm pretty sure we referenced her every episode since like episode like 5.
I think
probably.
Every week.
She gets brought up every week.
But yeah, I think the Suska twins, they also, I think they made that one too. But I like that one. If you haven't seen part two of that, it's pretty all right. I dig it.
I've seen bits and pieces just because she was in it. I
finally figured out. Right. It's a much better, in my opinion, it's a much better like story than the original movie. The original movie was just like they took, yeah, it's fucking weird. Like the whole thing with him jerking off in the fucking cage. I'm like, come on, dude. Do we really need to see that? I mean, come on, the man's a mayor now or governor or whatever the fuck he is. Like,
someone brought that up in this campaign. Look at him masturbating. He can't be our governor.
No, he's comfortable with himself. We want this man in office. He won't lie about it. He'll just do it to your face.
Like, he'll just walk right up to you and choke you for a picture. Like, okay, all right.
You gonna tell this man to stop doing that in your face? I don't think so.
Vote for Canada, man. Not a freedom.
There we go. Now we're getting wild.
There we go. what's some other ones? Oh, the movie The Wrestler. That's loosely based off Jake the Snake.
Forget that one.
No, I'm saying that movie is brutal. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
No, it is. No, it's one of the. It's one of the most.
gentlemen, Andrew's trying to speak here. Wait. But
no. I'm saying The Wrestler is one of the most like accurate portrayals of like of wrestling, because like I watched the behind the scenes and they literally like interviewed people.
Yeah.
In the indie scene. Yeah. It's like. Pretty rough. Mickey Rourke went method, literally. He's just, like, hanging out with people in the freaking, like, indie, like, scene and just, like, goes to a few shows and talks to, like, some old-school people. Like, Necro Butcher is, like, mentioned in there. That's right. I think Necro Butcher is actually in the movie.
I think he is.
Rest in peace.
It's all the shit they go through.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's probably one of the better, like, movies about wrestling.
There's a lot of
shitty ones. That's got some tear-jerking moments though in it though. The whole father-daughter thing, and ending where you don't know.
No, you know, but no, the father and daughter thing, that was just like, oh wow,
yeah,
like that's what they would go through. Like Mick Foley watched the movie, he's like, that's exactly what it's like.
Right. Probably, except when they go back and all the rest of the guys clap.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a scene for that too.
I think Piper said that probably wasn't true. Because you were like, I got to follow this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of wrestlers that did movies now.
There he is.
Yeah. But see, it's like
Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Back in the day
Piper's
with, like,
movies.
They Live and shit.
Yeah.
They Live.
The Frog Town.
Welcome to Frog Town. Oh my god. They Live, amazing. Welcome to Frog Town. It's a different kind of amazing. Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah.
It's amazingly terrible. Yeah, always Sunny. Yep.
Oh yeah. Always his part in Always Sunny is the best because he faces the trash man.
Yeah.
Frank Reynolds.
that was another one that passed away. That was like, oh man, that fucking sucks.
Yeah,
it's like when all your heroes from back in the day just start killing off. You're like, god damn it! Like the day the Undertaker kills over, or Stone Cold kills over, I might cry a lot.
Yeah, Stone Cold is just like a
Booker T. I was always a big Booker T fan.
Brett,
right?
When Brett goes, I'll go into seclusion for at least 2 days.
Yeah, well, have you seen Booker T now? Booker T's got like a beard and everything, and like he's looking like really old now.
Yeah,
he is really old.
I can dig that.
Sucker.
But the beard's kind of cool. Like, it's just weird. You've always seen him clean shaven, though. It's just weird to see a beard.
King
Booker. Very intimidating dude.
Yeah, Booker T is like, what, 6'5"?
Yeah, he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with him. I wouldn't fuck with
him. Oh, yeah, airports. That's the other place.
Oh, yeah, airports. Yeah. That's right. That's where I met Iron Sheik.
Oh, really?
Iron Sheik was cool as shit, yeah.
Nice.
People were just like, people would be like, what do you think of Hogan? Fuck Hogan. Like, he's very.
Fuck the Hulk Hogan.
That man really, really hates Hogan.
I've met quite a few wrestlers.
But Iron Sheik cracks me up. He's such a nice guy. The guy's hands are ginormous.
I remember the best. I tried to get a photo with Randy Orton one time. He was like looking at the walls and shit, looking for his flight. And I was like, Randy, can I get a photo? He was like, hold on a second. And he's like looking at the wall. Like, no. And then he just walked away. I was that was the best shit ever, yo. Like.
Yeah, Randy Orton, I heard, was kind of hit or miss.
Asshole.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he did take dumping people's bags, so.
Yeah, he was funny as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he literally would take a dump in people's bags. I'm just like, wow. That's a
I feel like I've heard that before, too, yeah.
Yeah, like, why? Why? Why?
He's like wrestlers, man.
Like, you just open the bag and you're like, God damn it, Randy Orton, not again.
It's like so like those guys, man, like there's so many stories that like that you hear like on documentaries and shit. It's like half the time they really could get along with each other, but like in that same sense, even if they like somebody, I'm like, man, I'm tired of being on the road with this motherfucker. Like even like hearing
I said with like Triple H, like there were so many stories where, like, oh, they would get, you know, everybody would get along with them, and then just after a while, people were just like, man, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Jed the Snake talking about
much shit.
It's like Jed the Snake talking about Macho Man. Like, if you ever,
man,
the story with the Cobra.
Yeah. I saw him talking about Joe Rogan once. That shit's fucking hilarious. But it's like, ooh, I don't want to get bit and have him bite you first. It's just like, God, man. It's like funny. The fact that Jake the Snake is still alive and Macho Man is, it still blows my mind.
No, it really does, because like I'm amazed Jake the Snake is still around.
That's what I'm saying. He's definitely wrestling as Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Goddamn vampire.
But
all
but,
that fucking venom.
But watching Dark Side of the Ring, you really get like a different side to Macho Man. You're just like, wow, Macho Man is actually kind of an awful person. That's like the crazy thing. Like, you grow up and you're like, man, Macho Man's a shit, and they're just like, yeah, Macho Man was a shit. He wasn't the shit.
He was kind of a dick. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before on here or not, but like my dad, he works at an ABC affiliated TV station here, and he's been there forever. And back they used to do wrestling matches on Saturdays at the studio. And before Macho Man was like before like you know WWF and all that shit or whatever, that just was a thing. They would go to different like you know studios and stuff, and they would do their little Saturday afternoon matinees of like all their shit. And my dad still got videotapes of some of this shit, which is kind of cool. But Macho Man would go around. This is before he was, like, fucking famous, mind you. He would walk around the whole studio and hit on every woman. He hit on my mom, I found out.
Wow.
But he hit on every woman that was in the studio and was just, like, a complete scuzzbag, like, as you can imagine.
You want to take a ride with me? Come on, baby.
It's just that shit you found out what he did to Elizabeth and why she fucking left. And I'm just like, wow. Like, they didn't tell anybody that. And they're just like, oh, yeah, the storyline is where they just broke up and everything. Like, but the behind-the-scenes stuff, you're like, that poor woman. But at the same time, you're just like, wow, she just got really heavy into the drugs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a sad thing.
And then the problem with that, and Savage was so good at what he did.
Yeah, she's like, he didn't know whether when he was Macho Man or friggin' Randy.
That's probably what happens. They play the same character. He got
so caught up in lives.
He always cracked me up in Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Bonesaw.
Yeah, Bonesaw. Oh, why was it?
He was jacked as fuck in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
Like, buddy, are you hitting the roids again?
He kind of looked like he was. What, didn't he? He looked disgusting. He was one of the grossest people to look at after a long time, man. I swear. And when he didn't have his glasses on, you're like, dude, just put them back on. I know you're wrestling, but it doesn't matter. And that's like, it's like Gene Simmons.
Pouring your soul.
It's like Gene Simmons without makeup. It's like, Gene, just put the shit back on, bro.
And if anyone's tuning in, we're just like trashing Macho Man. We're just talking about what he really was like, and pubers were just like, oh, how dare you?
Yeah. Slap him to a Slim Jim, asshole.
Can that be the title of the episode?
Name of the episode is Snap Into a Slim Asshole.
Hey. Oh,
write that down.
Well, do you remember?
Please don't hate us.
Macho Man's fucking website. Because he was trying to make it. He was going to make a comeback. And he was gonna have an album out, another rap album.
Have you heard
so bad?
Rap
oh, so bad. Well, you ever heard Hulk's? So you ever heard Hogan's Man? That shit ain't good either. But yeah, like on his website or whatever, like it had his eyes, and he had music playing or something, and it just said the return or something. It was this big long thing, and then like it was on there forever after Macho Man died. Wow. And, like. A lot of people were like, "Oh, it's not real." No, I'm pretty sure that guy. I don't think he's coming back.
Like, I was back at Martinsburg at my mom's house, and then fucking Dave called me and was like, "Macho Man died." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
I wasn't that shocked, honestly, when he died.
It's just the way he died: a car accident and then a heart attack.
Another one too was Eddie Guerrero.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah, dude,
that was heartbreaking. Like
he was the shit.
He was only 40 something. No, not even. Was he 40?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he literally was, what, going for the championship the next night?
Yeah, I think he already got it. He had beat Brock Lesnar at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
somebody needs to beat Brock Lesnar.
But yeah. Eddie Guerrero was literally the only person, like, pound for pound, just, like, good enough to beat Lesnar, even though Lesnar was like insane and huge.
Lesnar is
freaking huge.
Well, no, Eddie was a small guy, but like he was like legitimately one of the best wrestlers.
Yeah, he was a talent, man. Like I don't know.
Had everything, literally.
It's just like if you actually look. I mean, like that show, Dark Side of the Mat, or whatever the fuck it is. Like
Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, yeah. They really do show, I mean, like all the fucked up shit that's gone on with wrestling. I mean, right. Of course, I mean, we all remember that one particular wrestler that kind of shocked everybody. Who's going to say it? Just somebody say his name. Who's going to say it? Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Like that. Dude, when I first heard about that shit, that's before they released How He Died.
I thought it was a pun.
It almost
you thought it was a pun.
Like, no, it almost seemed like a work. Like, Vincent Mann sold it as a work. He's just like, oh, yeah, the fans are really going to eat this up. And I'm like, oh, wait, wow, he actually killed a family? What?
Yeah, like, that was weird because that night, like, I came home from some friends, like, from a friend's house, and my stepdad was like, did you hear about Chris Benoit? And I was like, no. And like, well, yeah, like, he died and, like, okay. And apparently, like, his family was, like, killed, too, and they don't know what happened. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then when all the details came out about what happened, like, because that night they had it was on Raw.
Yeah.
They had the tribute and all that shit or whatever. And that was hard to fucking watch. And then after it came out what happened, Vince McMahon was like, nope. And that was fucked up, man.
They fucking deleted his ass.
Yeah. See, but Chris Benoit is a perfect example of like
CTE.
All his merchandise.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But like, I mean, like, you know, the man wasn't right in the fucking head. You know, you take so many fucking hits to the head, you know, and all the shit. And I don't know. I don't remember if the roid thing was actually proven or not. Was that proven?
That's not fucking roid rage.
No. Yeah, no, no. That's a mental. I mean, he fucking killed his fucking like kid in his fucking one of his signature moves.
And then
had Bibles laying down next to all of them.
Yeah,
like or something like Bible that. Like that's.
Yeah.
I think they were fucked up. I think he got into a fight with his wife. It went too far. He sobered up, and that's when he went down to the gym and did what he did. He killed himself, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd say it was something like that.
On his weight machine, the most, like, manliest thing I guess
he could do. I don't know. This is just what it sounds like to me all these years later.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. But, I mean, there's no argument about that. That's a shame, though, is the fact that, you know, newcomers into wrestling and shit, like the new school, like unless their parents are talking about it, they're not going to know anything about Chris Benoit except for the fact that he was a piece of shit that ended up killing his fucking family. What kids aren't going to hear and people aren't going to get is that the guy was one of the best wrestlers in the fucking business. And yeah, that's just fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah, he trained in freaking Stu Hart's dungeon. You had to be the best.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There is no other way to be there.
I feel so bad for his son because his son looks just like him.
Oh, man, he does.
It's like, he's been through, like, some shit.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. You know?
On that documentary, he even mentioned stuff. Like, he's like, you know, I wanted to instantly say, you know, I didn't want to do this at first, but they convinced me.
Yeah. Man, growing up, I mean, wrestlers, because a lot of people, make fun of me or whatever for liking wrestling, and like a bunch of my friends would give me shit, or whatever. But it's like there was something about it, you know. It was like those were our heroes growing up, you know, with all those guys, you know, fucking Scott Hall and Hulk and Macho Man, you know, and Sting and Ultimate Warrior, and fucking the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
Well, what's funny is people used to make fun of me too. Up to about 1996, 1997, when now it was the coolest thing to fucking hit. Now you seem like college kids.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I would get made fun of all the time wearing wrestling shirts.
Now everybody has Austin 316 or an NWO shirt on.
Yeah.
Now that they're just like that and watched it as it was. Now you get it. Because everyone used to go, oh, it's so fake.
Yeah, it's so, yeah.
That's not why.
You watch
it doesn't matter. It's like watching a soap opera. Yeah, shit stage, whatever. They do get hurt. They do things that there's a lot of fucking training that goes into that. You can't just if you fall the wrong way, you could fucking like paralyze yourself. Right. You could break your fucking neck and die. I mean, you can't. I get in this argument all the time with people. You know, it's like that's why it's like you know, people like Owen Hart died the way they did. Shit happens. You know, there's, I mean, it's a lot of fucking like shit on their head and on their fucking body. I mean, it really fucking is. I mean, that's why I have such an issue with certain wrestlers who go from being fucking, you know, UFC guys or fucking football players, Goldberg, and, you know, and put everybody at fucking risk because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Goldberg is the reason why Bret Hart is he fucked him up. Why? Because Goldberg didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He just thought, oh, if I just keep doing fucking this shit to everybody, I'm just gonna fucking
stupid ass moves like that. Anyway, he was like this big, huge guy. You shouldn't be doing that high flying shit. Anyway, you don't need to. And yeah, you could tell by watching the tape, he fucking nailed him in the back.
He was being a football player, and that wasn't needed there. The only reason why he got into that is because he was a bigger version of he was WCW Stone Cold in a way. They needed the big bald guy.
Goatee and fucking everything.
Yeah.
You're a robot.
Yeah, you're roboting. You turned a deadly friend from Wes Craven. You're just not as pretty as Christy Swanson. Sorry, buddy.
That's good.
Hey, I'll be right back, guys, real quick, guys.
Okay. Intermission.
Am I still roboting?
Yeah. Shop our store. shop.nighttodawn.com. Buy your Gary Fuck It t-shirt now for $19.99. Follow us. Twitter. Dave's handle is Video Store Dave. Chad's handle is @PsychoDistic. like and subscribe.
Am I still a robot?
Yep.
I should have talked slower, stretch it out some.
All right. Let me just come back then. See if this will work.
Now he's going to leave too.
Perfect time for intermission. Where's the elevator music?
Oh, yeah. Good idea. I should have had some ready.
I'm sure you got a piss, so you might as well.
Yeah, I might as well piss too.
I could use a refill.
Crotch shot. Oh, God. How am I going to get out of here?
I'm getting some more scotch.
Scotch.
How about now? Am I robot still?
No, you're good.
I mean, I hear him as a robot. You're frozen, too.
I am?
Yeah. Unless, are they gone from their seats at the moment?
I am. Oh, wait. I have one open. All right, let me switch this.
Yeah, you're still kind of sound jacked up.
Sometimes if you move the phone around, it works.
There we go, perfect.
I can see, like, you're still kind of robotic.
God damn it.
God damn it. Goddamn robots are taking over.
It happens.
I'm surprised we haven't talked, you know. I'm glad other people agree. Goldberg's a freaking jerk.
Yeah, dude. I know so many. I've gotten into arguments with so many fucking people. There's a couple of friends that I had that I don't really talk to anymore, or whatever. But got an argument once because the wife posted something about Goldberg, how she couldn't wait to meet Goldberg at some signing or whatever. And I think I might have made the comment. I was like, "Fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. He's one of the worst wrestlers in the world." Blah blah blah.
The reason why Bret Hart's in a fucking wheelchair.
I mean, that's why Bret Hart quit. You know, he wasn't able to fucking wrestle anymore. You know, that's bullshit. You know,
I'm just amazed he didn't kill the Undertaker in that god awful Saudi Arabian match.
I can't help it; it's so bad. I'm never not going to forget how bad that was.
That was pretty bad. I do remember that.
They both killed him.
It wasn't good.
And Goldberg is still fucking wrestling. He's Go the fuck away.
I think Dave just sat on his nuts.
I mean, are you okay, Dave?
Oh, God. My pants are too tight.
Issues. My pants are too tight. His fat ass put on some weight.
I wanted to wear shorts because it was warm here today. So it won't fit anymore.
You're like, shorts was a bad idea.
Oh,
that's why you wear ball shorts, buddy.
Ball shorts?
Well, like basketball shorts. That's what I'm wearing right now, actually. I'm really comfy. I can move around. I'm not feeling constrained, you know. It isn't as awkward. I'm trying to pull my balls out from the crease, you know what I mean?
I want to dip my balls in it.
Oh, my God. We're adult people. We're adults.
We're all adults here. We don't act like it, but we are.
Well, one thing we forgot to talk about was the Dungeon of Doom and, like, Hulk Hogan and his fireball.
What?
You don't remember that?
It's fine.
Early 2000s WCW and, like, NWO had, like, I think Sting in the Wolfpack and everything.
Did he get herpes?
Probably.
Fireball?
No. They were. It was some match against Goldberg. That's right. It was one of the matches against Goldberg, and Hulk Hogan tried to light a piece of paper on fire and try to make it into a fireball, and it blew back in his face.
Damn. I don't remember that.
It's so dumb. Well, early 2000s WCW was kind of eh.
Yeah.
That was like the Buff Bagwell's mom on a pole match and shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think they actually did that. It was something like that. The first one to his mom gets to use it.
They were basically trying to be the Attitude Era when the Attitude Era passed. It's like the bygone era.
Right. Shit.
But no, wrestling. Watch 2000.
I'm surprised we haven't touched on that Ready to Rumble movie with David Arquette.
I was just about to ask why we haven't talked about that.
I've actually never seen that.
Never seen it either. Steve, thank you. Oh, man.
It's not.
We have a watch party.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we do.
God, can we do that on here? That'd be fun.
It's got its moments. It's famous for its crazy three-tiered fucking cage stacked on top of each other. There's one cage, another cage, and another fucking cage. And it's like they actually tried doing the match like that in real life, and it was a fucking disaster. You remember that? The Ready to Rumble match?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad. So
the outside of the cage was like surrounded by DDP's henchmen.
Yeah, and literally everyone in the match almost got their careers ended or shortened because it was just so it was so poorly thought out.
It was fucking good in the film.
Freaking Vince Russo.
So that was all Russo. Who's everybody's favorite wrestler's like theme?
Brett or Razor?
Okay, I can do that. I would say that the Triple H, Motorhead, oh, man.
I like the old one.
Lemmy's kind of up here. Everybody else is kind of down here.
He actually got Lemmy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is impressive.
If you watch Lemmy, the documentary, which is like if you get the two disc special, it's awesome. But Triple H is on there, and he's talking about how Motorhead was supposed to come on and play. I think. King of Kings or whatever the fuck it was on the show that night. And he said that they showed up and they had gone through, they had so much alcohol with them, all this shit. And they went through so many bottles of like beer and whiskey and all this. And they were all bitching at each other. And everybody was all like worried about like, they're talking to Triple H. I think it's what he says. They were talking to him like, dude, like this, how's this going to work if they're all bitching at each other? You know? And he's like, no, he's like, man, I'm just hear me out here. Like this isn't like a new thing for them, like, you know. And he said that like it didn't matter, you didn't know they were all trashed. They went on stage and fucking owned it, you know.
I remember
that's what Lemmy did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They always fucking bitched at each other. That's literally how they stayed together, just constant turmoil.
Yeah. Well, Lemmy would give everybody fucking shit and then it would just kind of bleed off everybody else.
They always put on a good live show though. Like I saw him twice.
I never got to see him, man.
Yeah, I never got to see Motorhead either. Kind of sad.
Buddy.
Damn, really? Yeah, the best show I ever went to was Motorhead, Dio, and Iron Maiden.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Wow.
When
how Dio? Much?
Yeah. Well,
when you just blew everybody's mind.
Well, what year for Dio? Because, like, Dio.
It was probably, like, early 2000s, late 90s.
Okay.
Nice.
Whenever I saw him backstage walking around, because like we were going by like the cage where the sound stage and shit was, and he was back there walking around, and I saw how fucking short that dude was.
Yeah, dude, tiny.
He was a little munchkin.
Yeah, dude, it's so weird that he like could get that. You know, you wouldn't think something that small would be able to.
Yeah.
You know.
No, deep.
That's what she said.
That's the thing. Dio might have been tiny, but that man's voice is insane.
Oh yeah. It was like, Lemmy was short too.
Yeah.
Lemmy wasn't that tall of a guy.
I think he made jokes about his stature though.
Yeah. And he was God, so I mean that doesn't really mean anything. You
know? Yeah, exactly. It's
a trick question, asshole. Lemmy is God.
Yeah. I used to be the editor of my school newspaper. I used to masturbate constantly.
That movie was great.
That guy did it so good.
That's pretty good.
I have to watch that later now.
Ah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, now we have Sylvester Stallone, Lemmy Kilmister.
Dude, I used to do karaoke back at the karaoke bar like that I used to hang out at. And I used to do Ace of Spades, and people would ask me to do it.
That's pretty
good. I'd get really fucking drunk, and I'd have to have me like some whiskey and like all this shit and be fucking out of my mind. I'd just get up there just to have a good time. My leather jacket on and shit. Would do
it. Yeah, just like he would probably do it for real.
Oh yeah, I have the microphone like this. You know,
I got thrown.
I'd be like air bassing while I'm doing vocals. You know? It's always good.
Get the microphone back.
I always argued that Motorhead was punk as fuck just because their freaking bassist and their drummer was like, this is not like any other normal metal band that I've heard.
Well, Motorhead was like, they were one of the first bands that, like, that was a thing. Metalheads, like, metalheads loved them and punk rockers liked them. And punk rockers were like, well, they're enough punk for us to like. They were fast enough. You know what I mean? In my opinion, they were kind of like one of the first thrash bands. But
Yeah.
But they definitely mixed the punk and the metal together pretty well. The thing is, I mean, like, it wasn't because they were meaning to, it was just because they, you know, it was speed. He'd think of a riff and then he'd be fucked up and just fucking play and just be like, you know, they just need to play fucking fast. Fucking filthy animal back there.
Oh man, Scott Ian's comments on Anthrax were on Motorhead were hilarious.
Which ones?
The one where he's just like, you know, here's this guy and like playing. He's just like, man, these guys are fucking crazy. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
And he said that was one of their influences, I think, was like he's like knew about Motorhead and saw them play. He's just like, okay, we want to do that.
I was like, fucking Scott Ian's story about going on tour with Motorhead. It was Anthrax and Motorhead, and they were at a hotel, and he said he saw Lemmy out, you know, they were like in California somewhere or some shit, it was like hot as fuck or whatever, and he said he saw Lemmy at the ice machine, and Lemmy had on these like Daisy Duke fucking shorts, because you know, everybody knows Lemmy wore fucking short shorts. Who wears short shorts? Lemmy wears short shorts. Yeah, like it worked. But he told
us. It worked for him. Yeah, well, he Scott wears short shorts.
Yeah, well, Scott Ian asked him, he's like, Lemmy, like, man, come on. He's like, because Lemmy was, like, bending over, like, his ball sack was basically hanging out. And he's like, Lemmy, he's like, dude, like, what are you doing, like, wearing those shorts? He looked at him, and he said that Scott Ian said he was wearing, like, really long shorts with, like, you know, cargo shorts and shit. And Lemmy looked at him, and he was just like, he's like, you call those shorts? No, these are shorts. These are comfy. So, I mean, when Lemmy's, you can't argue. When Lemmy said, you know, something was cool, you're like, all right, fine, it's cool.
Yes, sir.
I like how this went from a wrestling conversation to a Motorhead conversation.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
But no, it's just funny how Scott Ian has a story on everybody. I'm just like, this guy has fucking literally met everybody.
He's married to fucking one of Meatloaf's daughters.
I remember seeing something on YouTube with him. He was talking about whenever he was with Stormtroopers of Death.
Wow.
Speak English or die.
Pretty rough.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to go back and bitch about those fucking albums, did they?
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to bring them back and, like, you know, call some shit out. Scott Ian wanted to call out Phil Anselmo. Fucking asshole. Just like that fucking Rob Flynn asshole. I fucking hate fucking Machine Head.
Rob Flynn's always been an asshole. It's just
new. Yeah. Once they put out the Burning Red, if you ever heard that album, you can know another reason why I can't stand them. We're gonna be a rap metal band now. Shut the fuck up, you idiot. God damn it. How many Limp Bizkits do we need in the fucking world, okay? None. It's bad enough they're back, okay?
They never went away. They just kind of go and do their side projects, and they just
You don't hear a goddamn word from that fucking band in fucking years, and all of a sudden they come out with a new album. Everybody's like, "Yay, Limp Bizkit's back!" And I'm like, "Wait a minute, everybody fucking hated them fucking 10 years ago,
yeah.
And now you're praising them? What the fuck's going on?"
It's historically known Fred Durst is a giant dick.
He looks like a farmer.
Yeah, you ever seen any of his movies?
With the gray hair, he literally looks like someone, just like, I don't know, someone's dad.
Yeah, that's really pervy, and they don't want anybody, like, somebody wants to go around.
He's on the registration list.
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't know that. Okay, interesting. Not surprised.
Hey Justin, who's your little girlfriend with you? I did it all for the nookie. You sick fuck.
Yeah, he is.
God, Will Sasso used to do the best Fred Durst impression.
Oh my God, he did.
Yo, Fred Durst in the house.
Man, I miss Mad TV. Mad TV had some genius skits.
Yeah, dude. That was some good shit.
They also invited most of the wrestlers on there before The Rock went on SNL.
Yeah. That started his fucking thing. You know, I think I want to be a comedian now.
Yeah, he fucking blew up, man.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I like some rock stuff. Like, some of his movies are all right, you know. I kind of get tired of looking at him. I want to see Stone Cold do some more movies.
Whenever I heard like they were going to redo like Big Trouble in Little China, and then like I saw that he was probably going to be in it or whatever, I was like, I'll give this one a pass if it happens. But at the same time, like in the back of my head, I'm like, why are they going to fucking remake a classic? It's just getting old.
Stop it.
But if he was going to be playing Jack Burton, it wouldn't make any sense because Jack Burton wasn't that tough in the movie.
No, right. People forget about
that his buddy was the one that kicked ass.
Yeah. Exactly. Jack Burton was the shrimpy guy.
Wang.
Yeah. Yeah, Wang. Wang was the one that kicked in the ass. And Kurt Russell, what Jack Burton says in a time like this, fuck it. He shoots the gun up and he knocks himself out and then he's just like, did I do this?
That's what made it so good, though. The check is in the mail.
Fucking Kurt Russell.
The check is in the mail, Wang.
I love that fucking movie. I even have that fucking tank top.
That's awesome.
Is it the same size that he wore in that?
Fuck no.
It'd be a whole lot better if it was.
Yeah, no shit.
The same size. You're just like, yeah, check it out.
It'll be a fucking belly shirt on me.
Dude, same. 3X over here, bro, let me tell you.
I'd be looking like fucking Chris Farley doing the Chip and Tail sketch.
Oh.
I recently found out the person who did the skit for a band down by the river, that was actually Bob Odenkirk.
Hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I recently found out he was a writer for SNL during the 90s. I'm like, no wonder it was so fucking good then.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, Conan O'Brien, Odenkirk, and like all the great writers from that era doing the show. And now whoever the fuck is writing it needs to, I don't know, go back to writing school.
I haven't watched that show in so long. It's hard to.
That show goes in cycles. It's like every 10 years it's good. Then it's
No. I'm sorry. The last 10 years it sucked. Yeah. This show has ended its cycle.
Except when The Rock hosts. When The Rock hosts, it's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, because he's actually good at comedic timing.
You know who actually, as somebody who I was never a fan of as a wrestler, but I've got to watch Peacemaker, but fucking Cena. He's hilarious. I mean,
yeah.
There was that movie that came out a couple years back where he played a father and a bunch of others. It was him and a bunch of other parents who found out their kids were going on some big sex vacation or whatever, or some shit. So they go off trying to look for him. And you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, is it Blockers?
Yeah, no. Huh? No, it's just called Blockers.
Yeah. I think it puts the chicken in front of it. It's like, it's called that, but it's not. But is that?
I just know the movie's fucking hilarious, though. Like he really does crack me up. Like, again, but as a wrestler, he just wants me.
His comedic timing is very like strangely on time. Like Peacemaker is just fucking absurd. Like he's just insane in that.
Like, I'm definitely not a Cena fan.
He might have gotten a fight with Cena one time, but.
Wait, okay, what's your story? Okay, story time. Why did
What's the story, Morning Glory?
I don't even really remember.
Oh, damn.
The end. Unfortunately.
Just like John Cena, just like, wait, someone tried to fight me?
How do you not remember that?
He was really tired.
Because he can't see him. He can't see him.
Gamma one.
Every once in a while, he'll reference the stuff that he used to do in wrestling. He's just like, yeah.
Well, I guess whenever you like go up to him, like every once in a while, like, he'd just be a dick, and then things just kind of escalate.
He hit him. He hit my kid's mom before me and her were together. She went to a signing with a few people, or whatever, and he kept trying to get her like. Come over there to her, and she's like, "Nah, Not a fan. Sorry.
That's because you're not a groupie.
Well, he was easy as shit too. Like before he got the belt, he was signing all day long. He would do whatever the fuck. But then once he got the belt, it just totally changed it.
That's the way Brock was.
Yeah. Now I can't stand Brock Lesnar. He looks like a guy I went to school with that was just a dick, and he just gives off that same. I'm just like, I can't like him, and I hate that mother. What's that motherfucker that Brock Lesnar?
Hey, Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman.
Yeah. Paul Heyman.
ECW. No. If you watch old ECW, that shit was insane. He was terrible, but also insane. Yeah. You
can't put anything on old ECW. Sabu was my shit. RVD.
Sabu is a crazy motherfucker. I'm surprised he's alive. I'm surprised Sabu is not
your favorite.
Huh?
New Jack was my favorite back then.
Oh, man. New Jack, he's a crazy motherfucker. It's amazing that he died. I was just like, wow, he actually died? That's crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. He is crazy.
Yeah, he is. That poor fan.
God.
What happened?
You didn't watch the Dark Side of the Ring with New Jack? Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh wow, that every 5 seconds New Jack's like, fuck that guy. It was the most New Jack thing ever. And he was just like, yeah, we went into this territory. He's like, yeah, you know, like piss off a bunch of white supremacists. He's like, I can fucking do that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Like, oh my god.
He didn't give a fuck. He told it how it was.
I found that shit on accident. Like, me and my cousin was flipping the channels one night and we stumbled across ECW, and it was the greatest shit ever. And then whenever New Jack came out, he always had that Ice-T song coming out, and I kept screaming straight out the nutsack. And like, that's like the only thing you would hear, because the crowd would get so, like, at the very beginning of the song, and then fucking like the crowd would get so crazy, he came out there with this fucking shopping cart full of toys.
Yeah. But seriously, I don't think a lot of the stuff is scripted, because I think Paul Heyman wanted to be like, just go off the cuff. He's just like, anything goes. Like, literally anything went.
Well, he said like in that episode, like a lot of him and the Sandman shit was real, because Sandman was so drunk, he'd start fucking actually hitting them. So they were actually like really fighting out in the ring.
Yeah. I am convinced Sandman never really had a gimmick. They just let him do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah, he was just a crazy alcoholic that just fucking went on rampage.
A poor man, Steve Austin.
He was like the white trash Stone Cold.
Oh yeah, the white trash Stone Cold. So the Austin 316 would be like Jebediah 420. Every once in a while, I got some funny things.
He who walks behind the rose.
Oh man, just watching one episode of ECW, literally when Bubba Ray's just like talking about like threatening to like rape everyone's mothers, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah, Bubba Ray got the name Bully Ray for a reason. He would straight up say the most fucked up stuff on television, and then he would make everyone boo him because he really wanted to be a heel.
That's why everybody
better.
Well, no, they had a fake funeral for one of the guys, and then one of the people attacked him at a funeral, and you're like, Jesus.
I always liked Spike Dudley.
Spike was great.
And Big Dick Dudley.
Big Dick Dudley, that's right. Oh, man. Their pay-per-views were just like, I don't know if this is good or bad, but it's entertaining.
Either way, you're going to see blood.
All the time, yeah. And boobs.
Right.
Blood and boobs.
Like, that shit was always going to, like, that was guaranteed blood.
I just love the way the fans, like, the fan reactions were so great. And you're just like, I really think these people are pissed off, though.
And Alfonso and his fucking whistle.
Oh, my God. Alfonso. I wanted to punch that guy. You're talking about annoying. Alfonso was, I mean, he was purposely annoying, but it's just like, hey, get him. He's over here.
I think the Mountain Dew's kicking in.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We are Video Store Clerks.
Dave is
there. J-Y-D.
J-Y-D.
Why did you get all quiet?
Whoever didn't get that reference.
I got quiet.
You're old.
We're recording. Everyone's not talking.
I thought you were calling it good. I thought we were like, all right, we're right here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Dave's got his thump pants on.
I just, like, I felt that uncomfortable silence coming on. So I was like, oh, I'll just say, hey, what's up? Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Blah, blah, blah.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
Don't get him started.
Don't. We'll lose viewers. We're not used to having viewers. Hello.
We have viewers?
How many?
We did. We lost some.
How many do we have?
One.
We need to do more posting about when we're doing shows live. We really should. Just on that.
We have negative people. We should have a negative countdown.
It never occurred to me to advertise our podcast, being that there's 2 million fucking podcasts on. Maybe we should get word out.
Maybe get some word out on that shit.
I don't know. When we start talking about stuff like ECW and stuff, I guess a lot of people will tune out. They're just like, oh, ECW, those fuckers.
Yeah, whatever. We want them to watch us, but we also do our own thing. If you don't like it, move on.
Again, there's 2 million podcasts to choose from.
You don't
choose
like
ours.
But ours move is along. The one.
Yeah, ours is the only one that anybody needs. Not really. Considering I have 3 others.
If you need us, you need serious help.
So do we, so we can't help you much.
we all have our issues.
I forgot to check YouTube, though. We had the viewer on Twitch, believe it or not.
That's the one you said wasn't going to have
that's
shit.
That's the one I
right?
said was going to have shit.
They stumbled onto it. They're like, oh shit, what's this? This is not some YouTube guy that I watch.
Like, why is a video store talking about fucking wrestling?
Right.
I'm going to change the channel.
Going back to Bill Goldberg, though, like that Santa Slay shit, that was funny.
Oh my God, oh, yeah. Santa Slay is fucking hysterical.
The first 10 minutes of it's the best.
Right.
It is.
Like, there's so many fucking little cameos in that movie.
Oh yeah, and that's who kills the first like scene. It's great.
We even did it for fucking Psychedistic TV.
Nice.
Available yes. on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/nighttodawn.
Message. That was short lived.
Everybody's just looking at me like, "What the fuck?"
I was just saying something.
Let him do his thing.
Just give him a moment. Just give him a second, you know, let him have a system.
What shall we talk about next week?
It's a good question. We'll have to discuss.
That's why we need people. They can help us out.
Will they? Our one in due time. Left. In due time.
As hard as
well, mainly, it was too
hard. We will get more people. We just got to keep at it. And let people know, hey, we're going to be going online.
Right.
And then people be like, oh, we don't care, but we might.
Hey, we got 30 new likes in what, a week?
Yeah.
We got 30
new likes. You're welcome.
We're doing something right.
Yeah, I'm inviting people.
Oh, that's why.
You're flooding
the market. We got a couple more likes to get today. I was like, keep working at magic. Keep working at magic, baby. Cha-ching.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
This was our first live show. I believe we'll be coming to you live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Tune in. Again, we're available on YouTube. youtube.com/nighttodawn, as well as Psychodistic TV, in which we watch bad movies for the first time ever. Real reactions, real first time watching. Oh, it feels so good. You can watch Chuck Nasty every week on the Nasty Nation, as well as Tales from the Podcast. Find them on Facebook as well as the band. Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. Excellent heavy metal band. Good, good shit. The Bringer of Chaos, a.k.a. Andrew, which mostly you've seen his ear tonight, but I assure you he's a real person. And he's also the founder of Dream State Nightmare. That dark wave. You're in a fucking mood. Fan of Nine Inch Nails. Check his shit out as well. You can find him on Facebook as well as YouTube. And just search Dream State Nightmare. Man, I just winged that shit. That wasn't too bad, was it? That was all right. That was all right. Yep. I just winged that shit. I just let it go.
Is that your thing now?
I don't know. It's definitely gonna be a shirt at some point.
That can call me daddy.
Oh God,
I'm not calling you that.
Yeah, well, you can just keep barking.
This tonight, which you most likely did not, but maybe if you catch us down the road. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to Video Store Clerks. Please tune in next week, next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. 8-ish p.m.
8:37.
Yeah, give us a break. Eastern time, we will be live again. Thank you for joining us on the Scott Hall / Wrestling Tribute Show. Gentlemen, insert toothpicks. Gentlemen, flip toothpicks.
Say hello to the bad guy.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.